Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let me ask you guys a question before I get to my confession. Do you miss Bill O'Brien?
No.
I ain't going to lie to you.
What?
I kind of miss some of his press conferences.
Bingo.
I don't miss the Bill O'Brien, the play calling. Never did like the play calling and all that stuff, but I do miss the spicy press conferences.
I never thought I would say I would miss anything about Bill O'Brien, and then this happened, I believe, yesterday.
Coach, wondering, do you have a message for the fans? Obviously, losing to Notre Dame Catholic school rival, 1-8 now in the season BC. I've heard from a lot of fans. They're just really
I'm really glad. You know, I'm glad you're down. I'm not down. Nobody's down. We're fighting. We're competing. You know, it's the second year of this program, Mike. You always come in here with these down questions. Like, you show up like once a month or something like that. You come in here with these down questions. I'm not down. I don't know what year you graduated from BC, but this is a program that we're building. Okay. Nobody here's down. We're positive. We're going to show up and play our asses off against SMU. You can go out there in your dark, clouded world or whatever it is and do what you want to do. We're not down. The sun is up, and we're fighting. That's my message to the fans. What's up, Trevor?
What's up, Trevor? That's it, Figgy. I do miss
this. I miss that, man.
I miss the spiciness.
We get it once in a while.
And it always comes out of nowhere. Like, it just comes out of, like, he's... And by the way, they're 1-8.
We're not down.
We're not down. And you're, what do you say, your dark, clouded world
or something like that? Yeah.
I do miss the occasional unpredictable just going off.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, you know what? I still don't miss it. And you know why? Because these are the types of things I enjoy when it's somebody else's team.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Like, this is so much more fun when you don't actually have to deal with any of the consequences. You just get to point and laugh. Shout out to Boston College, though. Last year, I was like, oh, man, it feels like this is a good hire.
Mm-hmm.
They are 1-8, baby.
1-8.
Like, yeah. I am amazed that he came in and year zero in some ways, the way that some of these things are viewed. Year one, great record. Year two, already plummeted. Like, that's not the easiest thing to do, to have that turnaround so quickly. So, best of luck there.
Maybe go back to Penn State.
It's been floated. I don't know how seriously, but it's been floated.
Yeah, and I just can't imagine after the season that they're having this year. And with these displays, we remember, oh, yeah, he could be ornery.
Yes, he can.
He could be ornery.
To say the least.
Do we really want that? He's a little ornery.
To say the least.
I got to admit, I may be a little biased in saying this, but I don't think Joe Davis is wrong.
Really?
I don't think Joe Davis is wrong.
Oh, this is controversial.
My man Joe Davis. A running kind of thought process all through today's show here in the loop is the concept of reading the room, right? Like, hey, understand what this looks like or what this sounds like and maybe choose different. Well, as Lopez is very well aware, his Dodgers won the World Series. And at their parade, it was at the parade, was it not?
Yes.
At the parade, when Joe Davis was hosting it. Now, Joe Davis, if you don't know, he is a play-by-play man, national play-by-play man on Fox.
Called the World Series.
He called the World Series that they won. And the reason why, I mean, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that are looking at this like, yo, this is real partial of you to be over there calling this. The reason why I say this is I feel like we can't forget that his last job, literal last job before he ended up doing this on Fox consistently, and, I mean, he did some college football as well, was he was the TV guy for the Dodgers. Like, he took over for then. And so, like, this ain't just like, you know, this ain't just Joe Buck deciding to pop in and do the parade for the Chiefs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is a particular tie that he has to that organization. And so I don't think he's wrong. And also, I worked with him one time, and he was really nice.
That's what it is.
To me.
Now we know.
That's
my
what
guy
it
Joe.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah. My guy Joe. Yeah.
Doesn't matter, Brian. Doesn't matter what your last job was, because this is the Fox national broadcast. As Mad Dog Russo said, he went scorched earth on Joe Davis on his show today. Doesn't matter. The body's not even cold yet. The body's not even cold yet. And you're hosting, not just speaking, hosting the Dodgers World Series parade.
Let's go, Dodgers!
I'm sure he has some great relationships and friends with the Dodgers. Doesn't matter, Brian.
It was kind of, I seen people giving, was it Jessica Mendoza a hard time too?
Well,
because
she
was
just
doing
steady
that.
Gets hard time. Yeah, what she does.
But she was on the radio call with ESPN for the World Series, and you could kind of see her and like, she wasn't saying anything over the airways, but you could tell she was super happy. And they were kind of giving her a hard time. I think she's from Cali, too. Mm-hmm. So she probably grew up a Dodgers fan. She played softball. So I was just kind of like, man, I'm not really that mad over it.
Have we gotten to a place in sports where people are very comfortable with the idea of the people in what we had previously looked at as neutral spots having their sports fandom? Because there was a point in time where no matter what kind of coverage you did of sports, you had to be entirely biased. And let's face it, pretend like you never had any, or unbiased rather, thank you, and pretend like you never had any fandom. And now people have gotten a lot more comfortable with allowing media members to express the idea of fandom that they've had.
I think it's just this day and age too, man, because even you got people, I know this ain't the same thing, but if you look on ESPN, you got Stephen A just proud whatever fan he was. I forgot what he fan of. I think he loved the Giants. He loved the Knicks.
Yeah.
And everybody just be so open with it at this point. I don't even think it. I don't think people look at it as a big deal now.
No, we are in that era, and that doesn't mean you have to necessarily like it from the national broadcast.
Sure,
I get it. Radio shows like this, you know, it's all about opinion and stuff like that. And even some of the TV, you know, the McAfees and the Stephen A's. I get all that, but when you are broadcasting, the broadcaster for, you know, the national
call. Right,
that's the only place I would go. Come on, man.
So, and this is a little different because he's still active. If Mike Breen, if for some godforsaken reason the Knicks actually win a championship, right? Mm-hmm. And Mike Breen is there handling the call, that'd be an issue for you? Because Mike Breen is the play-by-play man for ESPN, but he also calls games.
But by the way, Mike Breen on those calls
is very professional.
Very unbiased.
I think Joe Davis is pretty professional.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody gets hell, it's John Smoltz. People be on John Smoltz's neck on them broadcasts.
100%, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it depends on would Mike Breen host a parade? Because I don't think he would do that.
Well, how would we ever know? When have the Knicks done anything like that? Yeah. I feel like I'm being unnecessarily mean to the Knicks. But you know what?
They was kind of close last year.
You know what? They are no longer lovable losers. They've been good enough recently that we can get after them now.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I got to confess, man. I love a good headline on ESPN. I keep talking about ESPN, but it's on here in the studio. And the first headline I seen, I think it was First Take, is Draymond Green, Dak Prescott is a bum. I'm like, okay, that's a cool opinion. And you know how ESPN always put the source at the bottom of the screen of where whoever said what. So apparently this came from Draymond Green podcast called Why is Draymond Green Talking Football Podcast.
Yes, and he hosts it with Jordan Schultz.
I thought that was freaking hilarious, man. I'm like, first of all, because I thought that was kind of a wild take to say Dak Prescott is a bum. I don't think, look, I ain't going to sit here and say he's the number one quarterback in the league, but I don't think he's a bum.
You know what his point was? I don't know if we got the audio, because I did see this as well. The point that he was trying to make is, he putting up all them points and they still losing. I'm like, that's not how this works, dog.
That doesn't make you a bum.
Yeah. how did that? So Steph Curry putting up all these points. Yeah. And if they lose, he a bum?
Joe Burrow, such a bum, dog.
What does Draymond Green say about that? I don't know.
And by the way, you will not be surprised to know that in his defense of his stance, he said, I won 4 championships.
Oh, God. God. Yeah, and he's better than Charles Barkley.
That's right.
Yeah, big eye roll.
Yeah, but I thought that the name of that podcast was hilarious because I'm like, why is he talking football? I have no clue.
Who knows? I have a. You know how in hockey they have nicknames for line changes for lines?
Yes.
You know, I have a new favorite nickname, and it's not hockey. It's the Los Angeles Lakers, the Tres Leches lineup. Have you seen this?
Uh-uh.
The Tres Leches lineup
is, three milks.
Is getting a lot of traction, especially after their last game. By the way, they're on tonight as the featured game, Lakers-Spurs. But
is that the NBC game?
ESPN.
Wednesday. Right,
yeah. Luka.
I'm still getting used to the new schedule.
Tell me if you think of any similarities between these three guys. Luka went for 29-11-10. Austin Reeves went for 26-4-11. And Jake LaRavia went for 25-8-3. That's the Tres Leches lineup. What do you think is the similarity there?
They're all white guys. Like, we don't have to dance around it. They're all white guys.
I just love that so much. Probably more than I should.
Is the Lakers still trying to trade Austin Reeves, or was that a rumor?
I doubt that.
Because I kind of want to revisit that.
You were asking
man.
Us about that.
Yeah. At first, I was kind of like, nah, but I don't know, man.
26-4-11? All right.
LeBron has not checked in yet.
Yes, this is true. This is true.
Lakers doing some good stuff. Somebody called him the Showtime Lakers. They're playing like they're trying to be.
The Snowtime Lakers.
Snowtime Lakers. I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. Coming up next, let's do a little Judge John Lopez, including, and it will be featuring our very own Patrick Creighton, who had a very interesting theory on the offensive coordinator situation here in Houston. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.